So this was my dream on this Christmas Eve morn, or the Christmas Eve Eve, perhaps. I dreamt that, for some reason, I was in San Francisco. Perhaps I was going out to see Aaron, I don't know, or Scott, I don't know. I don't know what I was doing. But anyways, I was out in San Francisco and had to cross the bridge, which turned into this, in my dream, fantastic bridge of just ridiculous height and length. And I had to walk across it, and anybody who knows me knows that I'm terrified of heights, so this was exceptionally terrifying for me. And the water was real turbulent underneath it, and the wind was blowing, and it was just a terribly frightening experience. But I crossed it, and then there was like a welcome center on the other side, and this was stocked by like young high school girls who then invite, and then, yeah, I know this is going to take a dark turn in most people's mind, but it actually wasn't, or maybe, you know, a little lost in translation moment, whatever. But they invited me to some beach party, and I get to the beach party, and it's like a really windy, cold kind of day, and they're still sitting on the beach having fun, and we start talking, and somehow this transitions, dream state, into going to some library or something, and it turns out that this library is, I guess, a filming set where they're working on a movie. And while I'm there, I'm talking with some guy, and I almost kind of think it was Mac, Aaron, it might possibly, but I'm not sure who it was. But we're talking, and this set assistant or something comes over and is very upset because she thinks we have recording equipment, and at the table just down from us in the library is Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis, and they're filming a new Ghostbusters movie, and this set assistant thinks that we've been recording parts of it illegally. Well, just recording it, period. I don't know if it's illegal or not, but... And she wants to confiscate Mac's new Apple tablet, which is, I think, was what he's been showing me. I'm very excited about the Apple tablet, by the way, so that worked its way into my dream somehow. But anyway... So she's trying to take that, and I insist that there's no recording capabilities on that device, so she gives it back, and then she wants to confiscate my iPhone, and I want to confiscate her life, but before we come to blows, the dream ends. So there you have it. In my dreams, I am an extra on the set of Ghostbusters 3, so I'm expecting that to come true any day now. All right.